guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. As you can see, I'm a little bundled up tonight. It's getting a little cold out, and I'm too cheap to turn on the heat. I'm saving a little money. So I dressed up a little warmer tonight. But, you know, I have a couple of things that I want to talk about tonight. And it's a little bit with what's going on today in society, the way everybody's kind of at odds with each other, the gap between everyone seems to be getting wider and wider. It's men versus women. It's all the isms. It's politics. You know, everything seems to be getting slid out to the very end where nothing is close to each other. I had a couple of, and then I want to talk about how are you going to handle it? Not just, you know, with the current elections here in the U.S., but with kind of all things in life when things are maybe getting pulled apart a little too much and you're not happy with what's going on. I got a couple of headlines that I wanted to bring up here just to kind of give you an idea of what I came across today and why I think this stuff is becoming more and more important. So first one I have here is that the San Francisco Police Union slams the new progressive DA, says it's open season on cops. This was a story where a suspect broke a glass bottle, ended up cutting an officer. Now the officers fired back and he was arrested. But they're dropping charges against him. They're just dropping charges against him. Now, yes, if you read through the story, which I'm not going to bother, because that's really not the point of this video. But the point is that yes, the police did take action back against him, and the guy's laid up in the hospital. But they're just dropping charges completely, and that's, you know, San Francisco's been struggling with a lot of problems with their police getting enough support. Then we come over to the New York Post. And here now we have a cause and effect. New York Police Department Commissioner explains no bail law leads to more crime. And they're talking here about percentages. And I'm going to read a little bit of this just so you can kind of understand because we're going a little bit deeper. Crime is notably up in New York City this year, and New York Police Department Commissioner Dermot Shea is clear on the cause, the New York State bail reform laws. Let's repeat offenders roam free. And they kind of go down through some of the examples, but he cited a significant crime spike for the first 3 weeks of 2020. By Friday, overall incidents were up 11%, including 233 more robberies, which is up 32%, 159 more car thefts, which is up 61%. Then I go over to this other story here next to it from the New York Post. Suspects accused of running 7 million of fentanyl ring released without bail. So these are a bunch of guys that were discovered to be selling this stuff worth 7 mil on the street value. They're being released without bail because of the new bail laws. And they're seen, and the article goes on to continue, that they're seen waving and cheering as they leave the courtroom. And now the Baltimore City, and Baltimore is also struggling with crime. The city council there is considering a rebate program for private security cameras like Ring and Nest. So the police department is asking citizens, if you have a home video surveillance of anything that points in the street that will help police solve crimes, that you get a discount or you get a kickback from the government, from the local government here, to install this and commit to sharing this data with the police. The police are so over inundated with problems with crime, instead of hiring more police officers or changing the way that they're doing it, now they're asking for citizens to help. And I understand, I think citizens should help, but when you need that help to get your job done, that's a problem. Crime increasing. And a couple more examples here. California's woke Prop 47, doomed cities with crime, rings, and theft. This one's an interesting one because what it did is it made minor usage of IV intravenous and other things of narcotics and other things like that before they were felony charged. Now they've been reduced. So people are just out using them on the streets, and even the local government's handing out needles so that they can use them and have them without, you know, passing HIV. On top of that, now you can steal up to, I think it's just under $1,000. And instead of being a felony, it's a misdemeanor, but the cops have so many reports, they're not even showing up to where this is happening anymore. So they were saying here that, let me see if I can find the article. or the part of the article here. But what they were saying, I read through this, I can't spot it right out of in front of me here, but what they're saying is that criminals will go into a store with a calculator and actually add up $950 or less worth of what they want, and then they just take the cart and run out of the store, or they throw it in their arms and run out of the store. And if the business calls the police don't even bother showing up because it's not worth their time. It's just a misdemeanor. So now criminals are going and stealing, running out. The police aren't showing up, and then they'll pass off the goods that they've stolen and run back in and do it again. And then they come out with another armful. So a lot of businesses are struggling or just straight up leaving from California. On the here we have another California bill prohibiting charging anyone under 20 as an adult, which means that at 18 or 19, you can sign a legal binding contract, you can get married without your parents' permission, you can serve your country in the military, but you will still be tried as a minor, even for things up to and including homicide. And I'm going the other way. I know a lot of these are more democratic. Again, I'm not trying to point out that. I'm trying to show the differences here. Here's a Scotland. Large grooming gang of asylum seekers was kept secret by police in Scotland despite victimizing at least 44 young women. So this was a group that was grooming girls to be workers for them. And it was kept secret since 2016. But the police knew about it. Elizabeth Warren proposes criminal penalties for anyone who spreads disinformation online. This, now, she's proposing this as a senator, I believe. I don't believe she's going to wait until if she's elected as president, or if she is. But here, things like memes, don't take my memes away from me, man. I mean, you can't be having this. But things like memes, things like parody websites, if they will claim it's disinformation, then you can have criminal penalties. The problem with this is, as we know, what classifies as disinformation? Is a channel like mine disinformation because it disagrees with the main pop culture, or, you know, the main generally accepted truths of the social norms? Then would I be, you know, would I be liable for disinformation? Now, here's going a different direction. They're now looking at the laws that are about women's rights, and they're talking about changing this and taking some of women's rights away. Now, again, whether you agree or disagree with any of what I'm saying, that's not my point. It's just that there's very, and I'll do the last one here before I get into this. And here's articles being written about why open borders and to free the world. So we have two very strong sides of the political spectrum. And this is in most major countries where there's elections. We have two very strong sides when it comes to the male versus female challenges. We have two very strong sides when it comes to whether we want to be national versus global type communities or countries. But everything is very weighted where it's not that just the two sides disagree. It's the two sides are becoming to literally hate each other, to the point where they're actually there are physical confrontations. But what if this escalates up to the next step? What if it goes just beyond some disagreeing in marches and some people getting struck over the head with blunt objects? What if it goes up to the next escalation? What if any of this, you know, what if this current coronavirus thing goes out of control and really tears apart society? You know, what if we lose the top 10 or 20% of our oldest generation? Is that a loss? Is it a gain? You know, a lot of things may change this year. So back to kind of my thumbnail and what I originally brought up is, you know, what are your thoughts on this? Now, there's the flee, the fight, or the F it. Like, there's nothing I can do about this anyway. The flee option, you know, this is the one actually I've probably put the most thought into. Is if things really go sideways to where I'm not happy in an area, I'd probably, the first thing I'd do is leave that area. You know, I've got my bus that I'm building, but that doesn't mean it's forever. You know, Southeast Asia is also a beautiful place. There's up in the mountains of Thailand, there's the beaches in Thailand, there's the beaches in the Philippines. Those are some of the areas that I've enjoyed the most. There's Iceland, if you really wanted to get away from it all and like kind of the colder climate. But with my bus, I could drive up to Alaska or Canada or, you know, any state here in the United States. There's so many options where I can just say, I'm just going to leave if I don't like the local governance or the local laws, or if I disagree with something. But what happens if it goes to a national level? Then I'd be forced to go to these other countries, and these other countries are far from perfect as well. Every place has its challenges. So the next thing you say is, well, I'm going to fight. I'm going to vote, first of all. That's one of the best things you can do. But how many people actually vote locally? Or, and you know, in some countries, like Thailand, for example, you're not going to vote because you have a king. But for as far as voting, what about voting? And what if your voice, if you feel that that's not enough for you, how far along would you go to fight further? Would you go march? Would you go become an activist? Would you go the next step and run for a government position if you feel you knew better? Or would you literally take up arms and go be prepared to put your life on the line, perhaps, in a war against your own country if it became to that point? Or are you more along the way that a lot of men, guys go in their own way, and you know the bachelor lifestyle is, which is, man, F it. Like I can vote, but other than that, there's really not much I can do with it. And I guess I'll just deal with what comes down the pipeline if things don't go my way. I had to laugh a little bit because I remember before 2016, before Trump got elected into office, all these Hollywood stars were saying, oh, if Trump wins, I'm going to leave the country. That's it. You know, the country is ruined. I'm going to leave the country. Many of these same stars are ones that are doing very well in the stock market and are quite pleased and haven't gone anywhere. It's interesting to see that's what they were saying they were going to do, but they never did anything. But are you of the same mind where you just say, well, there's nothing I can do anyway, so I guess I'll have to deal with it. When it comes to the guy versus gal issue, and you know, men versus women kind of thing, same thing. Now, we've fleed, right? Most of us are, well, not all of us, but most of us are kind of at least fleeing from marriage, fleeing from long-term relationships, fleeing from getting fleeced in the court system. But a lot of us are also fleeing from relationships, fleeing from dating at all. Others are just staying away from it as much as possible, at least the long term, but are still dating. And then as far as fighting, you know, that's more I think of usually as the men's activism and things like that. I don't know how many of you are involved in that. I'm not personally. Or do you just kind of say, you know, again, F it. Like, I don't really care. I'm just looking out for me. I'm just worried about me. Not too worried about what the rest of society does as long as I can get mine and do my thing. So guys, let me know what you think. You know, I don't have any strong feeling one way or another on this stuff. It's one of the few areas I don't really know what I would do. I am a little concerned at some of the things that are happening in the country and even in the world as all things. But, you know, how much can you really control of this? And it doesn't seem like much. So what are you going to do if things don't end up going your way and you're not happy about it? I'm really curious to hear. I'd love to hear some of your thoughts on this stuff. You know, if you have a strong feeling about it, if you have a good idea of what you'd like to do, let me know in the comments down below. I'm really curious as to what you guys think, because I honestly don't know at this point in my life. I don't know what I would do. So guys, I will leave it there for the evening. For those of you that have supported my channel, thank you very much. You know, even the guys that are shooting me a buck or two, like, I appreciate that, and it really means a lot to me, and I can't thank you enough for that. If you guys would like to do so as well, links are below. And liking, commenting, and sharing is the best way to get my channel out there more so we can get our voices heard a little bit more often. Guys, I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, it's difficult to find happiness within oneself, but it's impossible to find it anywhere else. Thank you.